For many people, like you perhaps, stuck at home, spending lots of time online, the nonstop flood of news about the pandemic might feel like information overload. Imagine, though, not being able to get any updates about COVID-19, or how it's spreading, or how to protect yourself. That's a reality right now for millions of people in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Here's the world's Lydia Emanuelidou with that story.
Zuhur Vani is an attorney in New York, but in the wake of COVID-19, he's found himself being asked to play public health expert from time to time.
People are very hungry about the information.
Vani is originally from Kashmir, a disputed region between India and Pakistan. He still has lots of family there.
I have my elderly parents. I'm really worried about them and my siblings.
Worried because, he says, they haven't been able to get good information about COVID-19. The reason? Terrible internet. It's been bad since August. That's when the Indian government cracked down on Kashmir and imposed a communications blackout. No internet, no phones, nothing. Since then, the government has restored some access to the internet, but it's really, really slow. That's why Vani's family is constantly turning to him with questions about the coronavirus.
They are. They are very much confused about it.
So a few days ago, Vani had an idea. He teamed up with a relative who works as a scientist for the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and made a short video.
Social distancing.
The video, which they posted on YouTube, walks people through some basic information about the coronavirus, like how do you get it and what can you do not to get it. Vani says they made the file very low quality, so Kashmiris with poor internet connection could still watch it. For many people, it took hours to download.
My friends have told me that it has taken them entire night.
Some people couldn't view it at all. And there's all kinds of information that people across Kashmir can't get, like updates from the World Health Organization, videos on proper hand washing, the latest news about where the virus is spreading. So it's falling to people in Kashmir, people like Mehak Zubair, to fill in the gaps.
My entire show is now about coronavirus, and I do a four-hour-long show.
Zubair hosts The Breakfast Show for Radio Mirchi 98.3 in Kashmir. Her show is usually pretty light, with fun stories, local celebrity guests, occasionally news. Recently, though, it's been all coronavirus all the time.
Because the internet speed is very, very slow, we have to make sure that we do not leave out anything. We have to make sure that we give out information as much as we can.
But that's really hard to do because she herself has trouble seeing the latest news and videos local officials are posting.
I don't know how to do it without internet. I genuinely don't.
She says other news outlets, TV, newspapers, have also stepped up their coronavirus coverage. But the situation's not ideal. People might miss a broadcast, not read a story. They can't look things up on their own time.
When you don't have the correct information, what happens is misinformation.
That means rumors are spreading, and people don't even know what their local government is doing to prevent the virus from spreading. And that's caused a lot of panic.
People are suffering in Kashmir. It's a very hard time for us.
Masrat Zarah is 26 years old. She's a photographer in Kashmir. She says that almost everything is closed. Streets are empty. People have been asked to stay inside, though sometimes Zarah says she can't help herself. She wants to go out and take photos.
But my mom stops me every time. She told me that I will break down your car, don't move out, it's very hard.
One of the things that's really hard is feeling cut off. It's difficult to post on social media. People can't video chat with family members. Some people can't even text.
We cannot do anything. People are very frustrated. There is anxiety everywhere.
Slow internet is also hurting the more than 1 million students forced to stay home. Schools have been closed for about 2 weeks now, and there's no way to offer online classes. People in Kashmir are not the only ones dealing with government-imposed internet restrictions right now. They're happening in Ethiopia, Myanmar, Bangladesh, according to the advocacy group Access Now. Many people are calling on these governments to restore internet access because the slower the access, the slower the response to this pandemic. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.